What a spring it's been here in Sydney Town, and we had the inaugural $2 million invitation last Saturday, won by Ice Bath, and we got another new race on Saturday for those midway horses. And for those slot holders who missed out on a Kosciuszko slot and had the second chance draw and got a slot for the new Four Pillars, a $700,000 race, which debuts this Saturday on Golden Eagle Day, the third running of the $7.5 million race for four-year-olds. And joining us is the Racing New South Wales Chief Operating Officer, Graeme Hinton. Morning, Graeme.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you back on the show. And Randwick had its post-lockdown moment with the Everest. Now Western Sydney gets theirs at Rose Hills. How satisfying will it be to see a crowd back there at Rose Hill Gardens on Saturday?
Oh, look, it'll be fantastic. I must say, when we were at Randwick for Everest Day, I heard the roar of the crowd when Tommy Berry rode up after winning the Kosciuszko, and you didn't realise how much you'd miss that sound. Just the sound of a group of people having a good time, and I'm sure we'll get the same thing again on Saturday at Rose Hill.
Graeme, to what extent is the Golden Eagle, I guess, hitting the markers and parameters that you set heading into the third running of the race?
When we established the race, what we wanted to identify was that when a horse hits four, it actually hits the peak of its ability. By and large, that's the point at which a horse gets to its best. It's matured, it's flying, it's at its healthiest. So we found the Golden Eagle was the perfect opportunity, really, to find those four-year-old horses at their best, bring them all together over 1,500 metres, which is that good middle distance range, and then you have the field we have on Saturday, which is absolutely fantastic, yet again, in its third running.
Graeme, can you tell us a little bit more about the charity component with the Golden Eagle?
Yeah, so there's $7.5 million of prize money for the race. And what we do is we partner up each horse with a charity, and 10% of that horse's prize money goes to charity. So first prize is $4.1 million. The partner charity of the winning horse gets $410,000 and so on, all the way down to last place. We pay each charity at least $1,000.
Your great mate, Ricky Stewart, his charity is involved with one of the
autism
connections.
Yeah. Ricky's
well there, Loz.
And I know how much work Ricky does in that space. And also I'm an ambassador for the Kari Foundation, and they work with Indigenous children and family support, education. They work with giving Indigenous kids scholarships and other services and businesses, and they're just a wonderful organisation, Kari, and I know that they're aligned as well with the Golden Eagle this weekend. And I think it's so important, and you have that connection back to these groups and foundations that do a lot of work in their own individual space, you know, and I think it's so important to give back, Graeme.
No, that's exactly right. And racing actually does a lot behind the scenes for charity. We really don't toot our own horn in that space. We're always contributing and assisting and giving to these organisations. But what we found with the Golden Eagle was just the chance to do it on the biggest stage and really give these charities something to cheer for as well. Then there's some great groups involved. And what we found, when we provide the list of charities, because we go through a vetting process to make sure they're all above board, when we provide that list to the owners, we actually found some really, you know, heartwarming stories in the ownership group of these horses where they said, oh, look, I want to pick Ronald McDonald House because I had an experience with them. Mm-hmm. Or the trainer that's Chris Cowpool that's picked Ricky Stewart's foundation, his son actually suffers from Asperger's. So they've got a real connection with these charities as well, which really adds another layer to it, makes them feel like they're giving something back personally as well.
Mm-hmm. Graeme, must be a nice feeling having crowds back, mate.
Oh, it really is. Yeah, look, Everest Day was amazing. Seeing everybody's faces, just the smile on their face, be able to be out and about and see people again. And I think on Saturday you'll see it, Rose. People have probably had a couple of weeks of this now, so I think the crowd will certainly be rather raucous by the last race.
I think they will. I reckon, Graeme, it'll be... I shouldn't say this, but I reckon it'll be a madder atmosphere than Randwick was.
Look, and we're on track for a sellout. I think there's a few hundred GA tickets left for Saturday, so any listeners out there that haven't got one yet, I'd say they'll be gone by just about the end of today. So get in quick to get the last couple of tickets.
And it doesn't stop after this weekend either. You've got the Hunter and the Gong coming up.
Yeah, that's right. I hear you guys are hitting the road coming up to join us for the Hunter and the Gong. So these meetings really hit their place in Newcastle and Wollongong. We created them as a mini version of the Everest for each of those cities to provide a focal point in the spring. And look, they've been impacted by COVID. We haven't been able to have the crowd we liked last year or this year, but we're really finding the local community have got behind them. The Hunter, now it's COVID restricted, but it sold out in an hour and a half once we announced
unbelievable.
It.
Love it.
So we're really looking forward to getting back to really next year when we're allowed full crowds. I think you'll really get to see something special at those two race courses.
Yeah, it'd be great for us to get back on the road again too, fellas. And Graeme, you must be delighted that the Golden Eagle, the international interest, has attracted some really highly credentialed gallopers that have, you know, transferred into some local stables, but with that international pedigree.
Yeah, that's right. Look, we do like to see them come out. We don't set these races up to attract the internationals. We like to just set them up as they are. If the internationals choose to come, that's all the better. But what's exciting is some of these internationals are now here to stay.
Yeah.
So that adds to our pool of horses in New South Wales, and there's some very, very high-quality ones. You know, the three-quarter brother to Frankel is just about the best-bred horse in the country.
Mm. Always looking to improve, Graeme. You've got any other exciting races you're looking at into the future?
There's never a dull moment at race in New South Wales, so I think if we leave Peter Volandis alone for a little while over summer, he'll come up with something special for us, don't worry.
And tell us how the participants have responded to the Four Pillars, which has its first running on Saturday as well.
Geez, it went gangbusters. When we come up with that race, we found the Kosciuszko ticket sales were so strong, we wanted to give something back to those slot holders. So we thought, well, it would create a good focal point for midway trainers. We really did not expect it to go bang like it did. The trainers absolutely launched into getting their horses out there to try and get people to slot holders to pick them. You've got a full field. You've got people lining up for it next year already. It just shows that whilst elite racing is fantastic, and obviously that's the pinnacle of our sport with the Golden Eagle and the Everest, there's this enormous underbelly in racing with thousands and thousands of people involved at the grassroots level, your midway trainers, your Kosciuszko trainers. And that's where the people power is. So when we put these events on for them, it's the public and our participants getting behind them, and that's what we love to see.
Owner, punter, trainer, jockey, just sideline fan. Never been a better time to be involved in this game.
No, it's great. Have you got a tip for the Golden Eagle on the weekend, Graeme?
Oh, look, I'll just be there cheering. I hope it's a close finish and plenty of people have a good time. That's about all for me.
Well, Graeme, thanks so much for bringing us up to date once again. So much to look forward to, particularly Saturday. Thank you.
Thanks, guys, and really appreciate your support through spring, and best of luck for Saturday.